to this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I'm your host, Jody Sweeten, here with Celia Behar, our resident school counselor and therapist.
Is that less awkward for you?
I mean, yeah, no, not really, but whatever. I mean, I've got other certifications. I could list them off right now.
Good, do it.
I don't want to. No, I'm, what am I? I'm an ABA therapist, rehab counselor. There's something else. Oh, a vocational counselor and the school counselor. And I'm going to post every certification I have and my degrees on Instagram right now to prove it.
There you go. Just kidding. And joining us for a special episode this week is the wonderful, the lovely Andrea Barber.
Aww.
You guys might know her from Full House and Fuller House. Mm. Kimmy Gibbler, my sister wife. Welcome, Andrea.
Hola, Jodorinos.
Hello. Oh, we have Jodorinos.
We have Cecilia Rinos. Does that work?
I don't know.
That doesn't quite have the same ring.
Anything with my name, it's like you can't even make it cute at all because it sounds like nose hair. That's what it is.
Your voice sounds like nose hair.
My voice does. I know. Isn't it sexy? It's like really great. I wish that I got this from yelling at my kids.
So speaking of kids, let's give our parents stats really quick. Right. I have two daughters.
You Zoe. Had to think about that for
I
a
did.
Second.
I'm very tired today. I have two daughters, Zoe, who is 11, and Beatrix, who is 8.
I also have two daughters. I have Harper, who is 12, almost 13, which will come into play today. And I have Luna, who we call Lulu, and she is 7.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have two kids, a boy and a girl. They have birthdays this month, so I will just say the age that they're going to be. So Tate, my oldest, is 15, freshman in high school, and Felicity is 12 in fifth grade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right at the height of
teen.
Oh, fifth grade?
Yeah, it's
puberty.
A lot.
Puberty.
Yeah.
It's
a lot. Ooh. So, Celia, what is that? What did you never thought that you would say
today?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I said to my daughter last week was when you get your period, please don't send me a picture of your period underpants to prove it to me, because that was done to a friend of mine who my daughter is friends with, that daughter. And that's what she opened up her phone, and there was a picture of bloody underpants on her phone.
Oh, yeah. That's a special share.
I was like, you don't need to prove it.
You know, as
they're so
gross. I mean, the thing is, I laughed when you told me that story about the period underwear because our kids at this age don't want to tell us anything, right? They're so secretive.
But
that's what I mean. Until they're like, dude, look at this. And they send you a picture of something that you're like, that is so above and beyond any information I needed to know. I appreciate you coming to me, but I don't need photographic proof.
My daughter chased me around the room one day being like, look, I'm getting hair on my vagina. No, but look closely. Look at it. Like with her, you know, peach out like in my face. I was like, I trust you. And I don't actually need like a close up of whatever's happening down there. Like, that's awesome. But go away.
Puberty is
disgusting.
Well, yes, it's a natural human body.
I know. Celia. It's great.
But it's some, like, I remember going through puberty vaguely so many years ago, but like I never thought, you forget that you have to consider like leading another human being through this process.
Oh yes. Yeah.
And we have girls. Like, what is it like having, a 14, 15 year old boy, like, and going through that process with them? Because is it easier than girls? Because girls, for me, I'm like, the crying, the spontaneous, just crying, the attitude, all of that. Like, I feel like it's a little bit different with boys, but at least
we know what to expect because we went through it. What the heck is it like to do it with a boy?
I think boys are a lot easier because they're just quiet. They're quiet about it. They don't share everything. They're not as emo about everything.
Right.
They're just dirty. And so they take a lot of showers.
Oh.
For multiple reasons. But No, with Tate, it's just a hygiene. And he's gotten better about it in high school. But I know going through like 6th, 7th, 8th grade, I would go to do his laundry once a week and I'd find like a shirt. And I'd have to go ask him, I'm like, have you been wearing the same pair of underwear all week?
Oh my God.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't I wear this? Like, that's how lazy he is. He takes off his clothes at night, leaves them on the floor, goes to bed, wakes up, puts on the same clothes.
But see, that's the one thing you need. Like, you can wear the same shirt and jeans. Maybe. Whatever. Like, not if you're a 14-year-old boy who right. doesn't like taking showers. But, you know, you, that, like, but you have to change your underwear. Like, the underwear is, like, the, that's the most important.
And socks, I'd say, go right underneath that. Like, right. That's gross. And meanwhile, I'm raising, like, two Diana Rosses because the, I, like, do laundry. They're with me for 3 days I and said I have the same 18 freaking outfits.
I have an entirely full laundry basket right now because, and I'm like, okay, there's two of you. You've been here since, what, for Wednesday, Thursday, for, okay, so, like, there should be five outfits worth in there right. and, like, one pair of pajamas.
No, right. there's 80.
No. Because they change, like, 50 times a day.
What? And they do change their underwear.
That's a girl thing. They literally come home, mm-hmm. and she changes into another outfit to play. Uh-huh. Yep. And then they go play, and they get that outfit dirty uh-huh. and stinky. And then they come in, and then they put on a pair of pajamas before they've showered to lounge around and relax in. Then I'm like, well, those pajamas are nasty now and right. smell disgusting. So then they go, so, like, that's, like, four outfits in a day.
Yeah, and mine, both
Not
of my kids.
Not to mention the fact that they just peel stuff off.
Yes, and throw it.
And then throw it away.
Yeah, like, well, that's the morning routine. It's like they can't get dressed. Just pick out an outfit and get dressed. They have to wear five outfits before they even leave the door.
Yep, and mine match their underpants to their outfits.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where that's coming from because I do not do that and never have. Huh, but they like to match them to their outfits.
Well, you know, like mom always said, you know, if you're ever in an accident.
I won't even
make sure you have on matching underwear.
Never I think it's clean underpants. And clearly, if your son gets in an accident, he's not going to have on clean underpants.
I think there's bigger things to worry about, though. Than are you wearing clean underpants? If you're in an accident and you're comatose,
well, if you're in an accident, you're not going to have clean underpants anyway.
Yeah, you're all done. Those are.
But okay, so I.
How do you talk to them about that?
Well, walking with my girls through, not be so much because she's little, but Zoe, you know, definitely. I feel. Like, I don't know how to relate to them and know how to share my experience with them without it becoming, like, this really annoying lectury thing.
Yeah.
And I thought I was, like, the cool mom, and I'd be like, let's talk about stuff. And I realized the other day I went in to, like, talk to her about something, and she was just like, yeah, okay, mom, I get it. And I was like, oh. Like, it was the first time when I was like, oh, we're not having, like, a teaching moment. Like,
no,
this is not,
you got to keep trying though. That's where parents go wrong. Is that?
Just, and I do. We yeah. And we still
it's
keep
not
talking
one
about
talk.
Stuff.
It's like you keep the dialogue.
But
going.
Like, I think kids are heading into puberty earlier now, which is a whole other thing
for sure.
So, you know, like I said, Zoe's 11, but like, I feel like this process started a couple years ago, you know, a year and a half ago at least. And like the emotions, oh my God, the crying and all this. And I'm waiting for one of them to like run away. Or something, you know what I mean? To just like...
Well, that happened to me on Mother's Day. Do you remember?
Oh my God, that's... Yes, okay, you have to tell the story.
What?
Okay, wait.
Oh God.
Picture this. Mm-hmm. Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day and all
2018.
Oh my God, you just became Sophia from the Golden Girls.
I know.
Okay.
Yep. That's... I'm working
to match my Bea Arthur voice.
All I wanted to do on Mother's Day is go for a hike with my kids. Like not even... like a mile and a half. Not even like a big hike. I'm like, all I want... You have to make me breakfast. You don't have to buy me shit. Nobody... You're not buying me shit anyways.
Right, yeah.
You know, my boyfriend's buying me a shit and signing their names.
You're buying you shit.
So I'm like, all I want to do is go for a hike. Well, Tate couldn't cope. He's like, no, you know, just pissy the whole time. Force him to go for the hike. He bitches the whole way up there, throws sticks at his sister, steals her shit, just makes the whole thing miserable. And I was like, you little fucker. Okay, fine. So I'm going to take away your phone.
That's fair.
Right. Because you're going to be a shit, especially on Mother's Day. I'm taking away your phone.
Yeah, throwing sticks at your sister right away, I say. Phone is gone.
Right. So I took away his phone. He's all mad, sulks in his room. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. You do you. So I go out. We're watching a movie in the living room. Finally go back there. And I'm like, where's Tate? I'm like, is he outside playing basketball? No. Is he in his room? No. Is he in the bathroom? Is he taking a shower? Like, why is he not? It's been 10 minutes. Definitely why not. Is he not taking a shower? No. Back door's open. He has run away. He's run away on Mother's Day.
Where was he going?
I don't know. We Join drove around. I'm like, I called his dad and I'm like, is Tate at your house? And he's like, I don't know. We're not home. I'll check the ring footage to see if he came home. Couldn't find him. I drove to his father's house to check the yard, to check the, couldn't find him there. Finally see the little fucker walking back home. And I'm like, where did you go? Oh, I went to dad's house. Why aren't you there? Oh, I forgot my key. Like, he had a backpack full of clothes and everything.
Oh, my God.
And
like, happy Mother's Day to me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that was my gift. He ran away from home and then didn't even make it to his destination because he forgot the goddamn key. So that's not, like, the most idiotic teenage rebellion.
Like, teenagers, like, they're like, I'm leaving. And then they, like, go. And then, like, an hour later, they're like, come back in. I forgot my
phone. I think that's
charger.
Like foreshadowing.
And you're like, yeah. That was right.
I also sort of think that's like very foreshadowing of most men. It's like, right. I'm going to do a big thing and then forget how to do it. And not really do it.
Did you ever run away?
No, my sisters both did. Really?
I ran outside. I did the equivalent of like tape, but it wasn't even that good because it was like, I think I hid behind a tree in the next door neighbor's house.
Like, so for what?
Why?
I don't know. My parents were arguing. I was mad. Something had dissatisfied my little 13-year-old heart and soul. And so I was like, I'm out of here. And I just took off. And I think remembering back now, I didn't have things with me. I don't think I was running away. I was fleeing the injustices right. of the house. It was really what it was.
Non-dramatic at all.
No. And I just ran down the street. Ah! And then when like no one was looking, I like ducked behind a tree and I was like, they're going to come find me. They're going to be sorry. And then I don't think anyone like
nobody found
like
you.
They came outside and were like, what you know, and I think they kind of like were like, whatever.
And she'll get hungry and come back soon.
Yeah, and I did because I was like, well,
I need a snack.
Stand behind this tree forever. Bullshit. Fine, I'm going home. You know, and like I just went, like walked back across the yard and went home.
It's not fun if you can't cause panic in your parents' right, hearts. Yes. You know?
Well, and I think, you know, I'm sure I, like my mom, there was some sort of panic, but it was also like I didn't go very far. So it wasn't, I think they knew that I mean, it wasn't hard to see that I had hidden behind a tree. So I don't think they were like, oh, we should go find her. They were like, that asshole's standing right over there.
You couldn't walk down the block at least and turn the corner?
Well, I was trying to disappear suddenly. So that no
like, you got,
me.
Like you got kidnapped and thrown in a car?
I don't know.
That?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was 13. What do I, like, you know.
Wow,
what?
You were 13 and you ran away?
What I feel is that supposed to mean? That's tame. That, you know, is that do you know who you're late? Talking to? That's tame.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I would have thought that was late. I think I pulled it. Like, I always think it's like when they're younger. Like
maybe I was 12. Yeah, I don't know. 12, 13.
Do you remember when kids used to like do the, you'd get the stick and tie the bandana around you, like a hobo?
That wasn't kids. That
what?
Was hobos.
That right,
was,
but that's kids hobo would do it
Wayne,
to like
1930s. That's, not, that's like your children.
Nobody does that.
Have you adopted hobos?
First of all, it's an like, episode of Little House on the Prairie, both of you.
Looking for some work.
Huckleberry Finn. Peyton
the Fence. When Laura ran away, she totally, Laura ran away and packed up a bag and took Bandit and she put it into a little bandana and that's how she
went
away.
She'd been watching too many cartoons and hobo movies.
Laura Ingalls did not have cartoons. I'm just saying it was on an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie?
Hmm. Yes.
Again, Little House on the Prairie. Yes, because they were hobos. Because they lived in the prairie.
Why are they watching Little House on the Prairie?
I am so old that that was my reference, by the way. I know. That's my reference.
You lived in the days of
Little House on the Prairie.
You ran away like a hobo.
I never ran away. I was,
by the way, the most annoying laugh I've ever done. It just came out of my mouth.
I'm like a motorboat.
Like a hobo. So like a motorboat.
Oh wow, it was terrible. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, it was no, whatever.
So
I never ran away. Wait, but I have to ask. Can we ask boy questions? Because I'm fascinated by boys in your ear.
Sure.
Because we talk. We have our you know the girl stuff all the time. And being a girl, you're like, oh, okay, this, we're gonna cry. Yeah. There's gonna be weird body things, mm-hmm. like all this stuff.
Right.
But like as a boy going through puberty, I'm like, I don't know. You guys like some voice stuff happens, and you start growing a beard, and then like
what?
Kind of just avoid everyone.
But like I told you before, I mean, one of my favorite. Never thought I'd say this. Came from my boss, my old boss, Janie. Who walked into my office one day and said, you guys, this morning I had to say to Caden, who I think was like 5 at the time, she was like, I turned around and he was walking up the stairs and he had his pants unbuttoned and his bits against my, was rubbing them against my wall. And I said, get your wiener off my wall. And I was like, oh my God, like that's, and it's still one of my favorite quotes, but like, I don't understand boys. I don't understand the like obsession with the penis. I'm glad there's no penises in my house that I have to deal with that.
You understand.
Well, the obsession with the penis. The obsession with the penis comes. I think no pun intended there. The obsession with the penis comes a little bit later. Yeah. I mean, when they're littler, they're a little more open about being fascinated with it. Like they're just, you know,
right.
But they're not as secretive about it. They're
right. Because they don't get it. Yeah. They're like, look at this thing. Or like, it does. It changes shape.
And I remember taking my kids when they were littler to Target to those big like communal bathrooms and then telling Tate, you have to get your balls off of the toilet. Like, don't rest your balls. Don't pee and rest your balls on the toilet because you have just obtained like 15 communicable diseases.
Ew, right.
So, but once they get older, they stop talking. They don't want you to know about whatever they're doing. Like the door's closed. The 5 showers a day occur, and you just don't even know.
I've heard there's a gigantic loss of paper products. That's what I've always heard. Tissues disappear, toilet paper disappears.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's, I've been told that about boys.
I just get Costco. Costco, right? Everything. Exactly. And like, just here, you put it in the bathroom and don't ask questions. Just don't ask.
Right. Mom, we need more toilet paper. I just bought some at Costco last week.
Yeah. Oh, so wait, does your daughter, like, how are they together? Is she freaked out by him going through puberty? And what is he going to do when she gets her period? Like, is that a whole thing?
No, we don't talk about that. They have a love-hate relationship, mostly hate. He wants nothing to do with her, and she loves him unconditionally.
Okay, so that's just the dynamic.
I think that's firstborn, secondborn. Yes. I really think it's that.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like, I've tried. They're both getting very secretive. Like, Felicity, too, at 12, we've had the period talk.
Right.
You know, they've watched the period film.
See, I don't know that, Zoe.
Period film in fifth grade.
Fifth grade that they watch.
The period film.
I haven't shown my children anything.
Oh, no, not
yeah,
me. No,
the period film that everyone gets when you have kids, Andrea, right?
You don't. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, don't you know? Yeah, no, it comes in your new parent handbook.
Whatever. Didn't I guess you have to work for Netflix to be able to get that. One of us doesn't. Just saying. Okay, great.
Well, I think Felicity and her friends, they're caught in between, you know, that stupid Britney Spears song, not a girl, not yet a woman. Like, that's exactly where they are, because the day of the period.
Wait.
What?
I love that you used a Britney Spears lyric to like,
that's
describe
puberty.
And that's actually so incredibly accurate.
It's true.
I never would have thought to look to Miss
Miss Britney Spears. She's good for something, at least for this metaphor. So
right. Mental health awareness as well.
That's true. But no, the Felicity and the fifth grade just had their period film like a month ago.
Right.
And it happened to be the same day as like pajama day and bring your stuffed animal to school
day.
So all these girls show up with their fucking Build-A-Bears to the period film. And I'm like, this is it right here. Like, they don't want to let go of their little girlhood because they have their Build-A-Bears. But then they're watching a film on menstruation and pubic hair. So
right. That was, I see that with Zoe.
Yeah.
I see like the kids her age and, you know, Harper even too, like that thing where they do. And I remember it too, like, you know, I'll watch the girls playing with their American Girl dolls and Zoe will be playing with her stuff, and then it'll be like, then she wants to be making a video or you know, picking an outfit or doing something like more mature. But it's this weird, it is that in between thing.
It's yin and yang of not knowing where they want to be. Like, they don't want to leave.
And it's so hard. And it's so hard because I you know, sometimes you're like, oh, I just want you to like, just get through this and it's going to be,
it'll be better.
It'll be easier when you're like, you know, through puberty and like sort of that buildup has like settled down a little bit. But at the same time, it's like they're never, you know, I took the girls with my mom to Build-A-Bear and B was like all in it, you know, building the thing. And Zoe was super in it, building her little sloth. But like the sloth had a little beanie and like, you know, high top Converse and a jean jacket.
Piercings.
Like a cool sloth, but it was, and I could tell her kind of looking around and being like moments of being super into it and the moments of like wanting to pull back. And it's so hard to watch that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it is important. Like it's super important that they get to that place where they are more secure and mature and growing up. But like watching them push away the little kid stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when they're not super old, you know, like Zoe's just 11, you know.
Right.
But she's maturing fast. And so it's watching them shed that when you're like, but you're still so little. And the realization of like, they got like 10 years of it, 10, 11 years of being really little kids.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard.
It is hard. And I think social media, like we've talked about a million times, like makes it harder because you're watching what everyone else is doing and they look cooler.
Kids, they don't go through that awkward stage.
No.
They don't go through wearing hats through that say,
I love boys. In a naff jumpsuit. Who are you talking about right now?
I'm talking about you. And I think you need to post that picture up on social media.
With my braces and my blue glasses?
Please do.
Okay. I mean,
she has it's a picture of her. How old were you?
Oh, I was in seventh grade.
Oh, killing it.
I was Harper's age, yeah.
Yeah.
I was
with like just a terrible fro and big glasses and like braces and like a hat, and it says like I love boys on it. Oh, it was so
just to make it clear,
just right. I love boys.
And boys and definitely that hat loved was
bringing all the boys to the yard.
Oh yeah,
along
yeah.
with your milkshake.
Which I'm still waiting for. And in an AFNET, well, whatever. I also wore culottes during that time.
Culottes?
Wait, what? I don't
know. Oh my God, this language. Is how much older.
No, culottes.
Yes.
Culottes.
So
I thought you said culottes.
Just my voice. No, I wore those. And we already established that I looked exactly like Finn Wolfhard from Stranger
Things. She looks like Mike from Stranger Things. Also I've a picture that you need to put
back
up.
Back-to-back pictures of me with him. And
your Throwback Thursdays must be amazing.
I try not to do them because I like to pretend it never happened, but it's a true story. No, I think that...
But the kids went through I feel like even...
They don't really now. They filter and they also like...
Well, Zoe's like, she's obsessed with all the...
Billie Eilish stuff.
Well, Billie Eilish, but no, the all these... YouTuber makeup, I don't know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Drives the pink car with the blonde Jeffree Star. I don't know. Whatever. But
I'm that mom that's given up on any kind of.
She's like, oh, I need a contour thing, and I need it, and I'm like,
what?
But she goes in there and like plays with me, and like has so much fun, like doing her hair, watching YouTube videos, all this stuff.
I had a Wet and Wild eyeliner and maybe a zinc pink lipstick, just as an FYI.
But it also like that was your makeup. They just like Zoe's way cooler than I am. I mean, I see the outfit,
and
she
lets us know that, by the way. Whenever
that's sort of par for the course, and that's the thing too is how. I think it's a big thing for us, like the changing dynamic of our kids in puberty. Like suddenly you feel like you have these people that are not kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. like suddenly you're like, I'm still a mom, but like my function of mommy is different.
Right.
I'm mom.
But I would think harder as a boy because we can talk to them more openly about like what it was like to go through things. And
right.
I would like if that's not a dynamic, because I think that boys are like, Mom, don't talk to me about that. Like I would assume that they don't. So they shut. Yeah. So does he shut down or do you guys keep an open dialogue? And I, by the way, have a total question for you after about talking to him about girls that are getting their periods, because I think that's interesting that that's shifting too. Yeesh. That like. Girls talk about it more where we used
right.
talk about it. But yeah. I'm curious about the dynamic.
We do have a pretty open dialogue, and I was expecting just to sort of push that off on his father mm-hmm. because they're very close, like they're buds. And
it's fair. And
I assume they can talk about everything, but no, he will come to me, but I have to really initiate it and be like, look, okay. And when we had like the whole sex talk, I will admit that I had two margaritas prior because I was like, if I'm going to have this chat with you, like I need to be at least mildly buzzed. Like, yeah. Right, so, and I'm just like, look, this we're just going to talk about it. And he was like, Mom, right now. And I was like, look, this is how it is. A, B, C, D. Do you have any questions? And he did. He had questions. And I'm like, you can ask me anything. There's no judgment. Like I'm not. And he did. He had a few, you know, really awkward questions. And I'm like,
wait, can you what tell were us? Yeah, can we know? I want
to
know there.
He's going to die if he ever listens to this podcast.
Tell him not to listen. No, just kidding.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything that my kids have said that was like an awkward thing or like anybody else that's told me that was like a super awkward thing. I think for girls mostly it like the idea of tampons are really frightening.
Yeah, that was
and
where
I get
was
it
coming.
Like I think every like when you're like 12 you're like wait what that where
yeah where do you
that's
do that
terrifying right,
yeah
terrifying
Lulu thought until like 2 nights ago that it goes in your pee hole. Like she was like, you put it in where you pee, right? And I was like, no, and don't ever try that, by the way. That would be really uncomfortable.
Well, but what does she mean by pee hole? Because like there's
your urethra.
Your
but
urethra.
But they don't, you don't know. Right. Like you just stick it up there. You're not like, oh wait, go to the left for the pee hole and go to the left, to the right.
Except this is a kid that has also come in being like, Mom, what's this little thing that sticks out, right? Like she's pointing at her clitoris. And I'm like, no, I just, please walk
out. Oh, so she's aware. Room. She's very aware of the dynamics.
Yeah.
You're like, no, like it's not half back.
Stop. Yeah, go backward.
Yeah.
I I was watching, I watched the new Amy Schumer special, the her stand-up special. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant, you know, and it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I also wanted to be like, hey, Amy, when you have that baby, come on our show, because
right.
you think you know what's going to happen. Aww. And oh my God, like the things that you're saying now, brace yourself. But like she talks about, and it was such a good point, how boys and girls and the whole like period aspect, how like guys can like talk about like their erections when they're, you know, going through puberty, like to each other and in general. And it's like they make jokes and now there's the dick pics and they're like, oh, you know, guys send dick pics to girls or whatever. Where, you know, Amy Schumer's like, you, as girls, we're like taught to never talk about your periods. Like even if you needed a tampon in like a party, like as a grown up, you're like walking up and being like, hey, do you have a tampon?
Right.
Like you don't even say that out loud.
I will say over the past like few years, I think probably as like I hit my mid-30s, I was like, I don't care. Like I'll walk in the room and be like, hey, anybody got a tampon?
Right, yeah.
Like you don't, like suddenly I think you get to that point and.
But that's coming earlier, I think. I mean, you bought the girls these cute little boxes.
I got the girls. Yes.
Of
did
tampons.
What'd you get?
Like,
little, get
like, period.
Tampon presents?
Yes.
Well, they're not. No, they're not tampons. One? They're like little pads.
No, they're bejeweled tampons, Andrea. That's what
cute. What is this, a Target? Where can I get one?
No, I found them online.
Okay. So like on Etsy? Like, where do you go?
I found it.
Where do you find these things?
They're custom bejeweled pads for your first time.
Bejeweled pads?
No.
I'm kidding. Oh, I didn't know. I take everything you say at face value. So go easy on
you
me.
You've known me far too long to do
the
that.
Tampons, and I still fall for it every time.
I know you. The tampon strings are tie-dyed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, so what's the period present?
But so anyway, but they're like these little boxes. It was like Panty Prop or something.
Yeah.
It was the website. But they're getting a shout out now.
Right.
But it was, they were great. And I ordered them for Harper and Zoe. And they came in these little boxes.
Two boxes, by the way.
Well, I ordered two, they were each supposed to come with two sets of the underwear.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't know that they came in two boxes with two separate things. But anyway, but it was like this whole box and it had like several little like pads discreetly wrapped. And it came with like these underwear that have like a holder that you put the pad in so it doesn't slip around and move around.
So you don't feel like you're like wearing a big diaper.
Little awkward wings.
A little absorbent so that, you know, if anything spills, whatever. But then it also came with like a book about like all kinds of questions and, you know, anything that you might want to ask.
Like little bracelets.
Came with bracelets that were like the Circle of Life bracelets that talked about like the importance of, you know, growing up and like what all this means. And what else was it? Then there was like a lip balm, and then there was like some other little girly stuff, scrunchies or this or that. Like,
yeah, it was cute stuff.
But like a little journal and all kinds of
that.
Like
my kids got in a fight over later, but yes.
Yeah, well, but it was like a whole little box, and it was made for girls like to give them, you know, for their kind of first thing. And so now Zoe has all, and they're like super discreetly wrapped. She's got it all in her backpack. Mm-hmm. But it was like a thing, and I got them for her and Harper. As you know, like here's and it was so cool because it made it like
a celebratory thing, right?
Which it's like a celebration not shameful, of a transition.
But guys don't even, but boys don't have any of that stuff. Like that's the thing. Also, like, what do they have that? Like, there's no like transition into man. Like that's where I always get stuck to. Like there's no transition into, you know, being a man unless you're Jewish and you're having a bar mitzvah. Like it's not like you know, like girls have their period and you're like, you're a woman now.
Right. It's like, yeah, it's not like confetti shoots out the first time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yay! Woo! You did it!
Although that would be amazing. Unless it was glitter and then I would not enjoy that.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
But then that's you really know what never I mean? Get that glitter
out of but like, so when do, like, there's not like a, I don't know.
There's no equivalent.
There's not, you know, which is maybe why at 46 I'm still waiting for some boys to become men, but whatever. You know.
Or shoot glitter.
Confetti, whatever. Bring your own vacuum, by the way. If you could learn how to vacuum while you do that, that'd be amazing. But I don't feel like there's that same thing culturally for boys. And I do wonder, like, if we're making periods and everything, we're normalizing it. I mean, there was the movie that just won an Oscar for.
I
know,
watched
all
it,
that.
By the way.
Was it good?
It was
I really
want to
watch
good.
It.
What movie?
There's a documentary.
It's called Period End of Sentence. And it's
really?
it's a short documentary. It's like 22 minutes made by these students. It's nominated for an Oscar. Did it win?
It did win.
It won the Oscar for short documentary. And and it was about like women in India and, you know, dealing with like when women get their periods, how it kills most of their options. They stop going to school.
Right.
They stop leaving the house during those weeks and all that stuff. And it really limits them and that they don't have access to you know, sanitary napkins, products and all that kind of stuff. And so they like took them over there and came up with this whole thing about like developing them and then helping them make them in like little workshops over there. So like providing them with jobs and all. It was really fascinating. It was made by these college students. So I highly recommend it. Yeah. Period. End of sentence.
I want to watch it.
I do think though, like the tides are changing as far as, I mean, even, you know, Candace had the whole, we would
the Diva about Cup.
The Diva Cup.
Yeah.
Which I have tried.
I love the Diva Cup.
I do too.
Dude, I've tried it, and it looks like I've murdered someone every time.
Well, it's a trial and error.
Then you're getting more, then it's really, you're, it forces you to become more comfortable with what's actually going on down there.
Right. Yeah, I can't give anyway, this is a lot of information, but I just, Candace did an Instagram story on it, but like, you know, but again, like something like that, like we never would have done that years
ago.
You never would have talked about it.
It took me 42 to be able to talk about it.
Even now, like with my boyfriend and stuff, I'm like, look, you're like a 48-year-old man. Like if you don't, if I can't talk about like, oh my God, I'm on my period right now, or like, oh, this is happening or whatever, and have you like be super cool and understanding about it. And he is, he's like, and I think it's changed for some men too. Like they're a little more open to it. Like I can say stuff and that I don't think our parents would have ever been able to discuss.
No, because women were supposed to be, you know, quiet and demure and all put together and never in a bad mood and always looked to me, which clearly, you know, I still am.
Or you just lock them up in a psych ward.
Right, or you lock them up. Right, exactly.
Those were the days.
Damn it. Why'd that stop?
Yeah, right?
You know, but we sort of, we made it, it was so taboo to like talk about. And I do think that it's interesting to watch, you know, boys trying to like wrap their head around it, where it's like, you know, every girl has pretty much had that moment in their life where you're like, and I'm going to tie a shirt around my waist because something just happened, you know.
There was a great story, and I don't know who posted it, and I don't even know if it's true, but whatever. I'm going
to. Who cares?
Share it.
Don't come here for facts. Right. That's not what we're here for.
Yeah, we did. The facts are
no,
bad.
No,
but it was this story, and you know, it was one of those things that got like shared on Facebook or whatever. So chances are it's a Russian troll, but it's a lovely story nonetheless.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now.
Right. But it was this girl who like got her period on the bus or whatever, and was coming home, and there was like an eighth grade boy or something on the bus, and he gave the girl his sweatshirt to tie around her waist because she, you know,
was so embarrassed.
Whatever, was so embarrassed and had bled through, and he was like, it's okay, like I've got, you know, sisters at home, I totally understand. I hope that's true.
Me too.
I want it to be, because I want that to be the thing that we're edging towards and look, I get it. It's still like, there's still going to be, it's not like this is going to be a, you know, a dinner table conversation for everyone.
It will be at my house.
Well, just kidding. Those of us sitting at this table. Yes.
And period discussion.
Oh,
and Shabbat Shalom.
Red wine. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
No, but I do think, like, I hope that this is sort of that, like, moms like us are raising boys, you know.
I was going to say, not like us, like you, Andrea. So it's all on you. No pressure. Figure that out.
As far as women who are more open to talking about things and what, like, the women like us that are more, like, yeah.
But it does, fall to boys' moms. I mean, no pressure. But
it's on you, Andrea. It really does. And I'll be honest, I've never actually thought about this before, about, like, Tate thinking about
that. See, that's why we're here.
And they separate, you know, the girls have the fifth grade period film, and then they both, the boys and the girls, have the sixth grade sex film.
Wait.
So
the boys don't see the period film?
No. It's a big old secret. Yeah. So
where were you in fifth grade when you got the period awkward film? Did you not go to that day?
I probably didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, you go in the class.
I blocked it out.
And then the girls are totally embarrassed. They send home the permission slip, and like the boy, they don't talk about it in the classroom.
But the boys have to watch a thing.
They have to watch the sex film in sixth grade.
But they don't know about periods.
The boys and the girls split up, and we had to watch it, like the puberty video that was more about periods and stuff like that, but it also did talk about some boy stuff, what boys go through, and then the boys vice versa. I think that was, I remember that being, yeah.
Because they, well yeah,
although mine
so
was in
not,
sixth grade. Mine was in sixth grade. And it was,
but I don't think boys learn about menstruation at all. So you're right. It is up to the parents to talk about it.
That's
when would they have the opportunity to learn about it until they are in a relationship with a girl who has a period?
Right. And then they're freaked out and they don't know what to do.
Right.
I mean, I do think that we put a lot on moms of girls to further conversations, and we're training our, we've talked about it all the time. We're like, we're teaching our girls to talk about everything and to stand up for themselves and all that stuff. But in the end, and I see this a lot with the, you know, time out and or time's up and Me Too movement, where it's like, moms raise your boys better and make sure. But I think that all also has to do with understanding what women go through and what they're capable of. And I do, you know, again, like, not to put it all, it's all on you, Andrea, you fix it.
Feeling the weight of the world.
Right. You know, fix it. But I do wonder, because I'm like, I didn't want boys, because I was like, I don't know how to handle that. I don't know if I'll be good at those conversations, like all that stuff. So I respect moms of boys so much, because I do think that that's, you guys are the ones that are going to train your boys how to be different. Yeah. And what that, you know, what that means to treat a woman differently and to understand, because I think it was kept so separate with between sisters and brothers and, you know,
right.
It's just not something you talked about.
Even between spouses, like there's no, like I'll leave my, well, when I was still using tampons, not the Diva Cup, but I would just leave my tampons out, but really, it was never really, two people are like, oh, mom, it's that week for mom. Let's avoid her as much as possible.
Oh, but I will tell kids, I'm like, I am PMSing right now and I am going to rip someone's head off. So I suggest that you really just... be good.
I told my kids I was hemorrhaging last week.
Or I'm like, I'm on my period. I've got like, you know.
I was like, I'm hemorrhaging and I might die today. Go away.
Don't come in the bathroom.
Yep.
Why?
Oh, they come in anyway.
Because you're going to see a lot of things that you don't want to see.
You don't want to see. Yeah. It's true. Yep.
Well,
it's
I mean, and you said, outed yourself in one of our episodes as saying that when you found out about periods, you thought that it was like a nonstop, like Niagara Fall flow.
Yeah, I thought it was just like,
that never stopped the entire time. Yeah. I can't imagine.
But how would you know? How would you know unless you go through it.
Again, it's
so don't you think boys think that? Like, that's what I would think, that boys are probably like, oh, when they're on their period, they just are like bleeding nonstop.
It's a constant,
and it just never stops. Like, and they're like terrified and want to like hide in a corner, which you could see why that might be a little terrifying.
Well, that would be terrifying.
So I think the there is no easy answer for talking to your kids about puberty other than just
talk.
Just talk. Yeah. Just talk to them. Talk to them about what happens to them. Talk to them about what happens to the opposite sex, talk, you know, all
and
of
it's,
that.
And it's, I wanted to say, I want to stress that as a counselor, I'm going to stress that it's not one conversation. A lot of times what happens is people are like, I had the talk about sex, about puberty, whatever. You have to set it up so that it's an ongoing conversation and check back in with your kids all the time about what is going on with them, because they may think that they asked you all the questions that they wanted to ask you in that one talk. Right. And then they have more and they're not sure if they can come back and say something, because it feels weird.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Well, just keep talking, guys. Just keep talking, no matter how uncomfortable it gets,
and get them to talk, and then write down also all the never thought I'd say these things and send them to us. Talk
so it's super uncomfortable, and then please send them in
so we can make fun of it.
Right.
All right,
so mature. Speaking of fail mails, up next we're gonna check out some of our best fail mails from our listeners. Let's check out our fail mails that we had here from some of our fantastic listeners, all seven of them. We might be up to eight now. We might be up to eight.
I was going
Although
for
half of them are in this room.
And your mom, Janice.
And my mom, right.
Yeah. Janice turned it off after like
my
the first
My mom, Janice turned off after 3 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I don't she's coming
this.
On.
I don't understand this.
She is coming on.
I know.
No, my mom says my mom's going to do the show.
Yeah. So guys, just, I know it's going to be a good one.
Stay tuned.
It's gonna, so yeah, what's our let's tell Andrea here though what
we do what the hell are you talking about?
Oh boy. So fail mail is
fail mail.
It's
fail
mail. Yeah, basically
is that when mails fail, although we also probably could make a list of that as well, but you know, whatever.
We have people send us in some of their most atrocious parenting moments.
And we
read
it.
Them out loud.
Oh, nice.
Cuz they're funny.
Oh my God, they're so, it makes me feel so much better.
Me too.
It really does. Just wait, Andrea, till you. Yeah. All right, so our first one comes from Lisa.
Yeah.
Sort of ties into with the topic of conversation, right?
Yeah, it does. It's pretty good. Lisa wrote in and said, I so loved when my daughter announced to her preschool class that her mama has menopause, which makes her crazy and sweaty with a dry vagina.
Oh my God. That is a very informed child.
I think that was where she felt like she failed. She said her preschool teacher at the time could barely contain herself when telling me about it. I guess I need to be a little less open. Yeah, maybe Lisa.
Well, the pendulum has swung in the other direction.
I know. Good. As we wait for the you know text from our daughters to be like, I got my period. I'm like, I'm also going, waiting
is it
for
hot
the
in here?
Yeah.
It's so hot.
As I hot flash. Screw you. I'm going to hit that way before you. I'm a million years older than you. I'm old enough to be your mom. We have established that for last episodes.
Oh, mom, you're so crazy.
Oh, grandma.
Okay, our other. Wait, let me see your... hold on. Our other... I had to turn my phone off.
What are you doing right now?
Well, because I had the other fail mail on my
phone.
She's
pulling
her
phone out of her butt.
I guess.
That's what she was doing.
Surprise, surprise.
She's in warm. I had to turn it off. You sent it to me, but I had to turn it off because my phone was connecting to my Wi-Fi and messages were still coming through.
Bastards.
And so I had to turn... I know. Okay. So popular.
You are
so
popular.
Let me see. Where's your phone?
Oh, for fuck's
That's
sake.
That's what I'm
saying. Now
I
got to pull it up again.
Be a co-host. God damn it, Celia.
Christ.
Co-host me. Help me.
All right, hold on. I want to say cut all this out, but at the same time, I'm like, just leave it so you can see
this
how
is, right,
truly
this is,
unorganized we are at all times. Here, this, here.
Okay.
There's one after another. You can just swipe. It's
all
the
right,
text
here we
I
go.
Sent you.
Wait, what was it? Oh, yes, here we go. This one. This sounds like something my kids would do. This one was wrote in, Daphne wrote in and said, my daughter's teacher pulled us aside to let us know that during meditation time in preschool, she was quietly talking to herself, repeating, what the fuck, what the fuck, like a mantra. She was 3 at the time. In her defense, that mantra works for me. What the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck. That's actually how I meditate,
I can
too.
See yeah, your kids totally doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What the fuck. That's how I'm gonna do it all day.
Whenever we get these fail mails or like our kids or something, like, where do they think? Like, what happens in that little brain that they're like, you know what? I'm gonna sit here and meditate. And she's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's because they're like, mom said it. It's fine. Like that's
yeah,
what it
just,
is.
They're just parroting. And at 3, she doesn't know yeah, that she doesn't that's know. Not she's something like, you should fine. Say in preschool. True. She's just like,
right. We've got another like one that ties into puberty. That's pretty funny.
Oh wait, okay. What's that one?
Amy wrote in and said, when I brought my first daughter home, my son Jack was 2.5, and my father-in-law took him out for ice cream, and they had to order outside. A Corvette drove by, and he says, "Wow, I want to drive that someday, Bubba." And my father-in-law said, "You can when you're older." And Jack yelled, "When I grow big enough to have a beard on my penis." It was August and the line was crowded. My father-in-law just wanted to cry.
Oh, so good.
A beard on your penis. Beard.
That's yeah. a good way of describing it.
It is. It's the same. Yeah. It's basically the same sort of texture.
Nothing.
It's like that coarse.
Like
it's
you've never realized that beard hair feels like pubic hair. You don't look at me like that. I know you've made this fucking realization.
I honestly
because
have
I
not...
know you dated somebody with a beard, so I know that at one point you were like, like, well, does this feel like it? Does this feel? Like... You know what? This feels yeah. remarkably similar.
I wish you guys could see what she was doing right now because she's like literally pretending she's reaching up at a on a face with one hand and then the other is on like the guy's crotch. Like I stood there with the guy that I was dating at the time, who was way taller than me, by the way, so it would have been a big reach, and was like,
"That's why I was reaching
just,
so high."
Yeah, and just like grabbing his face and then like fondling his pubes at the same time as like a like a comparison, like I'm squeezing Charmin or some shit. I don't know what that's about, but no, I totally did that. That was foreplay right there. Yeah,
if you haven't done it, you will next time. That's all I'm saying.
Next guy I date, that's right. I'm gonna be like, "Hey, before we start anything, can you just hold on 1 second?" Let me touch this.
It's just, no, make okay, that sound. But you know what? I saw it. It was on a show the other day.
To make the tonal changes.
Yes. Oh my God. It's like in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That's again where, you know, she's like, let me touch your hair. I'm just going to do that. You're like, let me touch your beard and your pubes. I can't go high today like you were. I wish I could.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's sexy too. That I'm definitely going turn. On a second date with that guy.
Okay.
If I start it like that.
For sure. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Excuse me, sir, can I fondle your balls before we even get this started? Second date guaranteed.
Why am I single again? Oh,
because
right,
you
this.
Don't know that beards and pubic hair are the same thing. That's why you're single.
That's been the missing link.
That's literally.
Damn it.
Why?
Right. Okay. No, I'm going to put that in any online dating profile ever do. I'm going to put that in there.
Right.
I now know pubic hair and beards feel the same.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. The more you know.
Wow.
That, well, that took a turn.
That, and on that note.
Usually does.
No, it did. That's actually pretty right on par with
on
our
topic.
Brand. That's just right where we're at.
You should come back.
Speaking of our, yes. our brand and things that you where you can follow us more. Oh, see, your co-hosting today sucks. So you can follow us on all of the social media things like
the
Instagram.
Social media
things.
Oh my.
I know we've determined that I'm old.
You're getting old
I'm
fast.
I'm also really tired today. My coffee maker broke.
That's why you're tired.
I and I just downed my first cup of coffee and it's like 11, so I'm not quite awake yet.
No.
Okay. So social media tags. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook.
Yep. Never thought I'd say this is Instagram and Facebook.
@NeverThoughtI'dSayThis
For both of those. And Twitter is @NeverThoughtI'd because it wasn't available. And I
really?
Say it every episode. Yes. And it makes me
Someone
really
took
mad.
That?
Yes. And I'm going to find you, whoever you are.
Put a pox on them. How dare they?
Put a pox on your house.
And I'm going to send you some pubic hair and beard. And you will have
Surprise
to figure
mail.
Out which
oh,
one it is.
Worse than anthrax.
Gonna,
that's where she's open up.
Beard.
These hairs.
Beard hair and pubic hair. I'm going to mix them up.
You don't even know.
You don't yep. know which one you got.
Like a tossed salad. Like just
oh,
mixed
oh,
them.
That's a whole,
that's
other,
a whole
thing.
Other thing, Andrea.
That's like our prison episode. Is
she doesn't know.
Salad.
Andrea doesn't know. She doesn't know what that means.
Oh, for Christ's sake, Andrea.
I got to listen to your podcast.
Oh, we haven't talked about that. That's just us.
That's just,
oh,
that's just how disgusting we are as human beings.
Okay. Right. Do you want to know?
Do you?
You want to know what it is?
I don't know. Do I?
Yes.
The look on your face is really scary right now. I don't know if I want to know.
It does not come along with puberty, I hope.
Well, it might come along with pubic hair.
It does. Well, yeah, unless you wax down there as a dude. You
I mean,
tell. I don't
know.
Okay,
what the hell are you talking about?
Okay. I love this.
I'm legit scared.
Do you know how many times I've had to tell Andrea things that are on like the, why can't I think? Oh my God.
I don't
I'm
know.
Having a stroke.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Anyway. It's when you lick someone's, you know.
Okay.
Chocolate starfish.
Buckeye.
And?
You toss their salad. You're like,
that's the phrase?
The salad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's the phrase?
Yes.
You shut up.
I swear to God.
We
by the way, this
up
is
just now.
This, that doesn't
I
even
do this
make
to Andrea
sense.
All the time, and it's the most entertaining thing that I do is when I tell her and Candace
what things
wildly
mean.
Inappropriate things that they have no idea exist. And I'm like, wait, let me fucking blow your mind. And they're like and they look at me like, that's horrifying. I'm like, yeah.
No shit.
Right.
You're
so
like
anyway.
A walking Urban Dictionary. You're
that's what was Urban Dictionary. That's what I couldn't think of. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wait,
but that
yeah.
doesn't make sense. Why? I don't
you
I don't
use
get the
your,
correlation.
You use your tongue as the salad tongs, apparently.
Oh.
And
oh,
you're
the tongue
tossing
or the tongs.
The I don't know what you're tossing in there, but
the hearts of romaine.
Romaine. This is really
and good night.
And you've just lost all
right?
your sponsors.
And
so
hey,
we can edit all this shit out. None
no.
of it matters. It doesn't matter.
Keep it.
It better stay.
Okay, but back to our social media followings because now you know
yeah.
you want to follow us.
Offensive, here. Offensive. I'm wildly offended at everything you just said, Mail, can be sent to neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
That which is. We promise is a legit email address that it actually
really?
Is a
well,
thing that exists.
For now.
Right.
Until I change it because you hate us so much because
right.
we just told you what a toss salad is. Jesus Christ. I don't even
We're talking
know.
About puberty. We're trying to inform people, okay? Thank you very much.
What are we informing?
Why are you sex shaming me?
Listen, you toss whatever salad you want, sweetie. No one's going to judge you.
You will.
I mean, I will.
That's right.
I will judge you.
All right, you guys. Thank you for a wildly ridiculous, fun episode. Andrea, I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad you came to join and play with us and be completely ridiculous. And remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
Not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audio Boom and Main Event Media.